they signed not only the cooperative agreement, but a total of 9 agreements, all the kinds of agreements you would expect the two states side by side should have on borders, on trade, on oil, on security, etc. None of them have been implemented nearly 4 months later. I don't think the two want to go back to war. I don't think they will go back to full-scale war. And why Khartoum doesn't move on that more rapidly is something I don't quite understand.
Some critics of the administration of President Obama and of you as the special envoy say you are handling Khartoum with the kid's gloves. Given the issues in Sudan, for instance, President Omar Hassan al-Bashir is an indicted president wanted by the International Criminal Court, and the war in Darfur, and the issues in Blue Nile. How do you react to that?
Well, I think there are people in Khartoum who would not say we're handling them with kid gloves. Look, the fact is that we don't deal directly with President Bashir because of the indictment. We have many sanctions on Sudan. They are still on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. So I think many in Khartoum would say to you, no, not at all handling them with kid gloves. And we have been very concerned about human rights issues. They've recently closed down several civil society organizations. There have been other human rights violations, arrests, et cetera, detainees. So we recognize all of that. And yet, at the same time, if you're going to have peace between two countries, you have to have peace between two governments working together. And that's in the interest of the Sudanese people, and it's in the interest of both countries. So with all those problems that we have with Sudan, we still support their efforts and South Sudan's efforts to get peace and development for both countries.
And what are the skills necessary to mediate between two parties that don't trust each other? For instance, the Sudan, South Sudan situation. What have you learned during your 2 years conducting shuttle diplomacy between Khartoum and Juba?
You do have to build up a feeling that you're being fair and objective on the issues. We may have many problems with Sudan, as you've talked about, but when it comes to working on issues of border security, on oil, on other things, we have tried to be fair and objective and balanced and promote agreements that serve both sides. And if you can do that, and if you're recognized as doing that, then you can be helpful. On the border, the arrangements that we've worked on with President Mbeki provide for both sides to have some assurances about support of proxies, one side or the other. So we don't always convince people that we're being objective and fair, but that's the essence of the job that we're trying to do.
The United Nations recently said that, the situation in the Nuba Mountains and Blue Nile State is getting worse, and they're saying around 1 million people are at risk of starvation. Now, you have been talking to the Sudanese leaders and rebels of the SPLM North. What do you think should be done to break the stalemate and possibly give relief aid to people who have barely nothing to eat?
Well, this is one of the major, major crises that's still going on. And it's not only affecting all the people in the Nuba Mountains and Blue Nile, it's also making the relationship with Sudan and South Sudan much more difficult. There are two ways to get at the issue of Southern Kordofan and Blue Nile. The most important is to open up a political dialogue between the government and the SPLM to stop the fighting and to open up humanitarian access so that people are not going to starve. That proposition has been on the table. In principle, I find people on both sides agree that that needs to be done, but the political will to do it is not yet there. Second, by demilitarizing the border, Khartoum can get more assurances that support isn't flowing from the south to increasing the conflict. Those two steps should go side by side, not one before the other or vice versa. And yet we don't have that. Khartoum has to recognize, and I think many do, that it's basically a political internal problem. Now, for the SPLM North, it's extremely important that they talk about their own commitment to a unified Sudan and a Sudan in which everyone has a place, not so much of we're going to overthrow the government and take over, that kind of thing. That makes it harder to get to a political solution.